This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday, August the 5th, I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here to go in depth into a few items of interest. Those of you who remember Dick Clark at the beginning of American Bandstand may or may not want to celebrate the origins of that television, that iconic television program. It started on this date in, let's see, when was the year? 1957. Ooh, ah. And so that was a history. What do we have as history that we can talk about today that we can all relate to? History, the historical perspective of Latinos and Latinas. Latino male, Latina female, and the impact that many who have Latin names and Latin backgrounds have had and are having on our country right now. Immigration is a hot topic. Discussion of whether all these people coming across the border are doing it legally. Is it just to have them here? Is it fair? Is it the right thing to do? Let's go back historically to a number of years ago when a young woman named Amanda Renteria became a professional success by leaving her California hometown. Now she finds that she is, as a unique person, that is, she was the first Latina hired as chief of staff in the U.S. Senate. Now she's running for a congressional seat. She claims that she's a local girl with local roots. Woodland is the town, population 7,400. She wants to take what she learned in the Senate to the nation's capital as a representative, but not so fast. And is this the way that it ought to go in races all around the country where people are concerned about what's happening to the makeup of our Senate and of our House of Representatives, Congress and Latins? Congress and Hispanics, and there is a difference. There seems to be a difference anyway. I don't know, Kenny, that I've ever really understood the difference between Latins and Hispanics, although somebody told me once Latins are the ones that come through Cuba, and in Florida they're considered Latins, and those who are in the Southwest are Hispanic. And then we have the migration of Hispanics and Latins into other areas of our country. But do you understand the difference between the Latins and the Hispanics? Ah, there's not got a connection there. 888-302-3684. Do you know the difference between Hispanics and Latinas? My guess is most of you don't. My guess is most of you don't care when it comes to the value of the discussion, the problems that we are having on our border. Anyway, this lady grew up in California. Obviously, she's legal, comes from parents who did immigrate to this country. Don't know whether they were legal or not, actually. And I don't get that from looking into her story, because this isn't a story about her parents, it's a story about her. So the question is, does she have, she's running on her name in a district that is mostly Hispanic. Renteria, R-E-N-T-E-R-I-A. She's running because she says it's her hometown and she wants to represent her family and her friends. It's where everybody who raised me lives over the course of my life. She says it's always been home to me, and for me this is exactly why you want to run for public office. You have to make sure that you're helping the community and the folks you grew up with. However, she left a number of years ago to go, I think she went 12 years ago, to Washington, D.C., to be a staff person. And she was under consideration by the White House to become chairman of the Commodities Future Trading Commission. She's very smart, has done a lot of great work in Washington, but she's trying to unseat an incumbent congressman who's a Republican. and his name is David Velladio. He's a native of the area, and he's using the fact that she wasn't in the area for a long time to try to keep her from winning. An interesting, it'll be an interesting race to watch. There's some interesting analysis also on the website opensecrets.org. All right, so speaking of immigration, a conversation on that continues here on Good Day.
24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams is responsible.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the gang here and I love BuzzBox Coffee, here are a couple of reasons. Did you know that as Americans we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why we love knowing BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic, contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees contain. We love that BuzzBox Coffee isn't hyper-caffeinated for quality, robusta beans. Instead, BuzzBox Coffee, 100% Arabica beans. Only the top of 1% of that grade. We love that BuzzBox Coffee is so smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is how nature intended coffee to be grown. And we also love that together, one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact via helping my Eastleigh farm. So taste the difference, make a difference by joining us today to get your free pound. Call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Hi, Doug's Good Day here. Quarter after the hour, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and I have Jim Gilchrist. You may remember him. He was the founder of the Minuteman Project in October of 2004. He was frustrated trying to get the U.S. government to simply enforce the existing laws on immigration. Jim's a veteran of the Marine Corps, recipient of the Purple Heart. He served in Vietnam. So let's first go back to the Minuteman, if you don't mind. May I call you Jim rather than Mr. Gilchrist? Can I call you Jim?
Yes, Doug.
All right. You call me Doug, I'll call you Jim. So let's just for a few seconds revive in people's minds what it was that caused the Minuteman Project to come into existence in the first place.
So the mission was to bring national awareness to what I felt was an issue threatening our domestic tranquility at that time, and it still is a threatening issue. It's illegal immigration, essentially the reckless and deliberate disregard for our immigration laws.
All right. We got that picture in our mind. I was very supportive of what. I think you and I talked at the time maybe a couple of times. I was very supportive then and probably be pretty supportive of this latest revival. But I think a lot of people wonder, why'd you go away? What happened? Why didn't the group keep working this?
that never went away. I've always been working in the background. We had outposts, and we still do have outposts maintained by alternative groups, not just the Minutemen Project, the Texas Minutemen, who have about 800 members who conduct observation and reporting activities throughout the Texas border. And I spent most of my time dealing with scholars, news media, giving them tours of the border so they could better understand what the problem was, why that border was so porous and hard to protect without the substantial, the necessary manpower. In other words, additional border patrol.
So how are you getting your, how is the Minuteman group get its funding?
We get our funds strictly from the generosity of American donors. Unlike our competitors, La Raza, which is funded by the United States Congress.
What is
$5
La Raza
million
do?
To 11 million.
What is La Raza?
La Raza stands for the race. It's a, in my opinion, it's a racial supremacy, Mexican racial supremacy organization that promotes the welfare and advancement of only Mexicans. Mm-hmm. It receives at least $5 million, and according to what I'm reading from Judicial Watch, it received $11.1 million last year from Congress in grants. That's something that organizations like the Minuteman Project, the Center for Immigration Studies, FAIR, Numbers USA, so on and so forth, do not get. We are law enforcement advocates, whereas La Raza are not advocates. They're adversaries to the immigration laws.
Jim, what are you seeing happening? What are you and your people seeing happening on the border right now? I mean, we hear a lot of reports, and there's just the flood of children coming over the border. But in reality, we also see a lot of bad guys coming over the border. What are your people seeing?
The same thing, and it's the children are essentially human shields, not in the sense of combat, a war scene, war scenario, but in a ideological war sense. They are the human shields being advanced first with their enablers on both sides of the border, those in the United States who want illegal immigration to continue at a rampant pace, and those in foreign countries who want the same thing. And they know that they can use these children from countries other than Mexico and other than Canada to be able to pierce our laws, use our laws, take advantage of them to remain here. None of these 60,000, and I think it's more like 120,000, none of these tens of thousands of illegal alien minors will ever be deported. They never will, despite what the government will tell us, because they've told us this before, and none of them will. They will be transferred into all around the 50 states, distributed up into custodianships, whether it's a religious order or
the foster care in Maryland.
Right.
They
will never appear.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
They will never, never appear for their court hearing, and they will stay here. And it is simply the vanguard of a much, much larger invasion that's going to follow.
Yeah. Well, it's taking over control politically, and the fact that La Raza got funding, as you're suggesting, has that's pretty apparent that this is a group that people pay attention to because they're all voting. They get out and vote, and they vote for whoever supports their cause, which is to break the law. All right, so if you're interested in supporting Jim and the Minuteman group, you go to MinutemanProject.com, MinutemanProject.com. Supporting immigration laws is what they're all about, and it's a sad reality that they aren't really being enforced at all. It's a big joke, and it's not your, I don't want to suggest that your efforts are going to be in vain, but you got a lot working against you, but I think the fact that you bring our consciousness to it is an important thing. Jim, thank you for being here on Good Days, 21 after the hour.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Almost 24 after the hour. It's Monday, August 4th. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen without Jennifer, because she's actually taking most of the time she's not here. It's not because she needs time off. Well, she takes time because the real day job that she has, this is her this is her fun. That shows how weird we all are. This is our fun, right? Except for Kenny. Well, Kenny has fun, but it's not. He's serious about this. You got to spend a lot of time putting all this stuff together. Anyway,
serious fun.
Right, serious fun. So, what did I say? Did I say some music? I forgot what I said. Oh, I said trombones. 76 trombones from the big parade. Beginning of a 20th Century Fox movie. All right, stand by. Or sit by. Those of you who do you, I love trombones. Who loves trombones? Aren't they cool? What an interesting instrument to look at.
Trombones are cool.
To listen to, right? Great trombone story. You might have guessed that because we're having such a focus here on trombones. There they are. The story behind the story of interest in trombone starts with a 14-year-old whose trombone was stolen at gunpoint. This fellow has a new one thanks to a musician named Troy Andrews, much better known as Trombone Shorty. Bill Taylor, executive director of the Trombone Shorty Foundation, said he delivered the instrument, which is engraved with the name Trombone Shorty, this weekend. The foundation did not release the boy's name. The mother accepted the offer of the new trombone after getting assurances the boy's name would not be released because she fears for his safety. This kid was walking home, Kenny, from band practice last week in this sort of middle-class neighborhood around his school. A gunman jumped out of a van and grabbed his shirt, demanding that this 14-year-old give the bad guy his trombone. Obviously, the kid complied. This is in New Orleans. The boy yanked himself away, dropped the instrument, and as a matter of fact, these guys scared him so by shooting gunshots into the air. Trumbo delivered before this youngster went on stage Saturday at the Newport Jazz Festival. Trombones cost $80 to thousands of dollars. I know some really good ones. So, at least this boy's need for some sort of help was visited and visited well. Sweet. What a sweet story. Yeah. Why would you want to scare a kid and steal his trombone? What kind of monster? Kind of
quaint loser.
Does that. All right, 888-55. Oops, wait a minute. How about we use the right number, Duggar? 888-302-3684. From last Friday night, the only thing that we found that was not a rerun was Jimmy Fallon's program, but he sort of rehashed the same old stuff about Mayor Rob Ford from Toronto.
It's more trouble for our pal, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. Well, he's facing some criticism for accidentally showing the phone numbers of his supporters in a new campaign commercial. In response, people said, no biggie, I gave him a fake number anyway. I mean, I'm not going to give my real number. Rob Ford calling me? So Rob Ford's critics also said that his campaign ad broke regulations because it was shot in his office at City Hall. Ford was like, seriously, that's what you bust me for? I just dropped acid at a cockfight, and you got in trouble for this? You got to be kidding me.
Wow. Man, these guys got to be reaching. You'll all be happy to know that my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, is going to be the scene for the new Ted 2 movie. They're going to shoot. I said to Evan, who's at the controls of our studio in Washington, find me a bit of sound from Ted 1. You think we can find more than 4 seconds if there isn't some profanity in it? But anyway, Ted Not 2. Likely. Filming in Framingham, isn't that great? 20 and a half the hour on Good Day.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues, but people now drinking our BuzzBox Coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared. How about that? Just by switching to BuzzBox Coffee. The reason isn't quite as mystical as it sounds. Coffee beans contain a delicate oil, which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it becomes rancid or rotten. How happy do you think your digestive system would be if you consumed rotten food? The same negative reaction is experienced when you ingest stale or rotten coffee. You simply can't purchase a coffee that's fresher than BuzzBox coffee. But if freshness isn't enough for you to choose BuzzBox, perhaps price will be. Do you know that the average price of K-Cups is 80 cents compared to just 25 cents for BuzzBox coffee? That's based on drinking 2 pounds of coffee a month. That translates into a savings of $699 a year. Folks, join us in experiencing the best of the best. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's a great coffee. Helps support my Eastleigh farm. BuzzBox coffee is delicious, so together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805. That's toll free, 866-456-7805. Or maybe it's easier to go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox on most of the pages at DougSteffen.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
No quitting here, moving straight ahead. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, your thoughts, 888-302-3684. Kenny had a little bit of a technical snafu in the last half hour, so let me rewind Kenny for a moment to just so he can put a different face on the immigration issue. If you have something that is of interest and import from our listeners, or some of our listeners anyway, three or four of them, who have feelings about anything that's new or different or ought to be a part of the discussion. A lot of questions are raised every day. I was talking about a lady who has Hispanic origins and her running for Congress. I wonder the difference between Hispanic and Latino, Latina. I always thought that the East Coast sort of Florida crew, the Cubans, were Latinas, and the Southwest crew were Hispanics. Am I on the right page? What do you know about being in San Diego? People don't consider those people there Latinas or Latinos, do they?
No, most of them just consider them Californians.
Yeah. That's an interesting way.
Yeah, well, so prevalent. I mean, if you haven't been in San Diego before, if you listen to local radio, depending what station, they could be broadcasting from Mexico. Half the commercials are in Spanish.
Yeah.
And there are taco shops everywhere, and it's just integrated into the culture here. So it's nothing unusual.
There isn't a jargony difference, or there isn't a discussion of Latino, Latina versus Hispanic, because I think, as you've said, they're so ingrained into that corner of the world that it just it's part of the atmosphere. It is part of how everybody lives there. And in essence, becoming more and more a part of how people live everywhere in the Southwest, frankly. My time that I spend in Los Angeles every winter, I've come to accept. But it's different because the people, let's say you go into a restaurant. I have had this experience any number of times here on the East Coast where there is little effort paid by some to try to learn the language or even communicate with you. And if you don't like it, they don't really care. Whereas I don't feel that way on traveling into businesses. I feel like in Southwest United States, especially in Los Angeles County, that people do make more of an effort. And maybe that's just me. I don't think I'm kidding myself. I do think there's more of a conversational English there, even among Hispanics, in terms of work or in terms of doing business. Do you think I'm right or not, Kenny?
I find here the people that I come in contact with, and it's probably mostly in restaurant situations, if I go into like a family-run restaurant that is Mexican,
yeah,
and they have Mexican people working there, they all speak English.
Mm-hmm.
and they make an effort. Now I have no idea what's going on in the kitchen or any of the other people who work there, but the people who interact with the public certainly make an effort to speak English. At least that's what I've found in the places I've gone.
Yeah. All right, so what do we have comment-wise from people on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, that's the social media comment. You can also email me, Doug@DougStephan.com, or Ken@DougStephan.com, with comments about any of the things that we're talking about, whether it's this in-depth hour or any of the hours of the program where we're dotting and dashing back and forth between one item and another.
Jim says, Congress has not been debating immigration. They're simply fighting for votes on both sides. They really don't care.
I think that's an accurate representation of many, not all, who are in Congress. This is a vote-getting deal that's unfortunately become the number one pastime of people who are in Washington. How do they get reelected? How do they keep the power? How do they continue to kid you, fool you, and try to embrace you with what they are going to tell you they're doing, but they aren't. I mean, the best example of what they haven't done is the fact they left town last week, hadn't done a damn thing about this issue, and not one thing. Talked a lot about spending a lot of money, some parties more than others, and that doesn't, no matter how you address this problem, just throwing money at it isn't going to fix it any more than it fixes the VA. Throwing money at anything doesn't fix it, but that's the long and short of how Washington looks at everything. Let's spend more money on it, which is asinine. What else, Kenny?
I wish I could remember who said it. I saw somebody said on TV last night on one of the talking head news shows, the only thing Congress seems to be in a hurry to do is to go on their summer recess.
Yep. And that's it, themselves. It's all about them. It's not about you, the people that they're supposed to be in service to. It's all about them. Me, 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 I. That's what it's about. Okay, what else?
Sid says, barricade the border, arm it with young, strong vets, and send illegals home immediately without delay as soon as they're caught.
Well, the last part of that would be great. The first part of it is not reality and won't be, at least of that response. Anything else that you like?
Well, this is interesting. I haven't seen this before. Carl says, fences won't work. It's time to install the minefield.
Put a moat there. How about that? Just put a moat around, and we'll fill it with poppies like they've done the moat around the London Tower. You've seen pictures of the moat. If you haven't, you ought to try to Google them. They're beautiful, as an aside here to this conversation. The moat is part of this is all aimed at, again, as part of the aside here, the commemoration of the beginning of World War I, London and Europe all about that. Meanwhile, back here in the States, a lot of people are concerned. There are headlines on top of headlines on top of headlines today. The World Health Organization says the Ebola death toll is up to 887 out of 1,603 total cases. So that's over half of them. And I think that stat is pretty much with statistics that we've heard. 40 to 50% of everybody gets the Ebola die. A lot of people are concerned about these American aid workers who have come home or are coming home infected with the Ebola virus. A matter of fact, I'm trying to figure out what the timing is here. A plane left Liberia, I think, earlier today with another American patient that's on its way, to Emory University, where these other two are being treated. The workers are Nancy Wrightball, W-R-I-T-E-B-O-L, and Dr. Kenneth Brantley. The information today is that they are improving, although it's not possible to know whether the treatment is the reason there's a new experimental treatment that they're using, or they're recovering on their own. That seems to be what happens. If you do not have a fatal case of Ebola, and I don't know how that's, I don't know how, what that means, other than you either die or you live. But once you show signs of improving, it seems that those who are surviving Ebola, is once you get on the mend, you can survive. It's not an automatic death sentence. Obviously, one out of two is able to do that. Dr. Brantley being treated with this this special drug, this cocktail, at an isolation unit at Emory University. And Ms. Wrightball expected she's the one who's being flown out of Liberia today. The same plane that brought, they only wanted to carry one at a time, which I thought was interesting. So they went over in this plane, got Dr. Brantley, brought him to Emory, turned the plane right around, went back over there, and picked up this other lady, Nancy Wrightball, both infected while working in Liberia. And by the way, Liberia is only one of four West African nations that are dealing with this outbreak, the largest in the history of tracking this really deadly, very serious health problem. World Health Organization is saying it's a worrisome development. Nigerian health minister says the same thing. This thing has really ramped up since July 25th, as we know. No vaccine, no specific treatment. But as I say, the experimental treatment here, called ZMAP, made by MAP Biopharmaceutical in San Diego. Can it be interesting to know more about them later on today? For those of you who are going to stick around, this is hour number two. You can get more information in the various other hours of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. More from Dr. Ken on Ebola coming right up. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. The first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
man. Like, that was good.
Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
This is a MultiView report brought to you by the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Here is a car lover's dream, a chance to win a one-of-one built Ford Mustang 50 years convertible. Ford Motor Company is partnering with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society to raffle off this instant classic 2015 Mustang to help raise funds for MS research. Raffle tickets, which can change your life and the lives of people living with MS forever, are just $20 each, with the number of available tickets capped at 100,000, says National MS Society Ambassador Phil Kogan, host of the popular TV reality show The Amazing Race and Ford enthusiast.
Now, talk about no opportunity wasted. This Ford raffle provides a unique opportunity to potentially own a one-of-a-kind Mustang while helping to create a world free of MS. It's a win-win.
Raffle tickets are available and can be secured at www.ford4ms.com. The winning raffle ticket will be drawn during the Woodward Dream Cruise on Saturday, August 16th. For more information, you can also call 1-800-243-5767.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's the man doing the shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing?
Because I just got a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, a filler paper for 82 cents. That's a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents.
It's amazing how fast you said that.
I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal. Not just a good deal, an amazing deal.
Wow. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less.
One more thing. Limit supply. See store.staples.com for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to update some of the important medical news of the week. A lot of people are focused on this Ebola virus and what it does. I guess we'd like to know what it does do. What it basically eats away at whatever cellular structure you have that controls your blood, and the blood just goes everywhere. Is that right?
Absolutely. Doug, since March, there have been 1,201 cases of Ebola and 672 deaths in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, according to the World Health Organization. But not all Ebola viruses are the same. There are five different types of Ebola viruses. As happens often with viruses, close relatives have very different effects. The current Ebola outbreak, unfortunately, is of the Zaire Ebola virus species. This one has historically had the highest death rate of the five different species of Ebola virus. The species was named after Zaire, now Democratic Republic of the Congo, where it was first found in 1976. It has a death rate of a whopping 68%. The other four types have death rates of 53%, 27%, 0%, and 0%. So should we be afraid of the Ebola threat? Well, the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control have both, Doug, said that the risk of Ebola spreading beyond West Africa is extremely low. The virus is difficult to transmit. This is an infection that requires very close contact. In fact, healthcare workers are at the most at risk. Currently, no options exist for treatment of the infection other than strict isolation of infected patients from others and supportive intensive care.
So how does something like this start? Where does something like this come from?
So what is the natural source of this?
Yeah.
There's some theories about this, that it spread from animals. The transmission initially is from animals to humans. They suspect that the blood, the butchering or eating infected animals can spread the virus. Also, waste products. Tourists in certain African caves and some underground mine workers have been infected with the virus, possibly through contact with feces or urine of infected bats.
Mm.
And right, transmission does occur person to person, but you have to be very, very close to the person, and you have to get exposed to their body fluids. And it's thought in these very poor countries where the medical personnel don't use surgical masks and gloves, this is where it really can spread.
All right, quickly on the flesh-eating bacteria in Florida, what's that story?
This is a warning that our state, Florida health officials are cautioning the whole country, visitors to the state beaches, about the threat of flesh-eating bacteria lurking in warm seawater this summer. It's a mouthful, Vibrio vulnificus. It propagates in warm water. Doug, and if swallowed, can cause stomach ache, vomiting, and diarrhea. If it enters an open wound, skin breakdown and ulceration can also occur. Most people who contact Vibrio vulnificus will recover after taking antibiotics, but in cases where the illness becomes flesh-eating, surgery and even amputation may be needed. If we have time, we can talk about prevention now or on the weekend.
All right. Well, I don't know about prevention. How do you, are you eating something, taking, ingesting something, putting some on your body? How do you prevent this?
Well, you can protect yourself from the bacterium, Doug, by keeping open wounds away from warm salt water, brackish water, or shellfish, you wear protective clothing. If you handle raw shellfish, cook all shellfish thoroughly, and don't let shellfish juices drip onto the other food. Shellfish that is not eaten soon after cooking should be refrigerated.
Oof. All right, we have about 30 seconds. Sleep and the connection to memory. If you get more sleep, you have a better memory. It's pretty simple, right?
Well, this is out of the Association of Psychological Sciences. Sleep deprivation is not good for any part of your body, and it can take a devastating toll on your memory. The news is that loss of sleep can leave people with false or inaccurate memories. Adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day, while teens and younger children need 9 or more. Sleep, if it's not there, it can destroy your brain cells.
Wait.
It can increase your hunger levels.
I never dated Cindy Crawford.
Man. Sorry. Dr. Ken Cronow's here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Cindy Richards, who is a journalist serving as editor-in-chief for TravelingMom.com. I will find out where the late summer... Oh, I don't even say that. Wash my mouth out with soap. Late summer trips. You know, school starts in 2 weeks.
You know, another mom blogger friend of mine said that we still have 35% of the summer left, people.
Yeah, we do.
We'll be jumping back into the
fall
already.
Well, we actually are only 50% in terms of actual days, because summer doesn't end until September
21st. There you go.
So... let's map out some travel plans in a moment here with Cindy Richards on Good Day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, John, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, Cindy Richards is with us again. She is a Pulitzer Prize nominee. renowned journalist, worked in Chicago's two major newspapers. I was thinking, Cindy, that we ought to write you a song. She's a traveling mom everywhere she goes.
Oh, we would love to have a traveling mom song.
Really?
You can do that.
I can do that.
And Doug's such a good singer, Cindy.
I'm such a great singer.
With the results.
I'm a terrific lyricist. You will get unbelievable attention.
He's a terrific driver.
I am
fabulous
when it comes to getting.
I am the man. And he's modest, too.
Yes, I am. All right, so we were just laughing about the amount of time left in the summer for vacay, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people are out first couple of weeks of August, then school starts, back to school, all that other stuff. So what is there that people can take advantage of now that they might not have been able to? And I'll give you an example of why I'm asking the question. I remember getting, I do a lot of flying East Coast to West Coast and back again, and so I'm watching the prices. During the winter time, I do probably every week, 10 days, 2 weeks, I'm back and forth, and I can do a round trip for in the low 300s normally, or at least in the last year. I remember I used to be able to do it in the like 190, 200. This summer, I've paid 500, 520, 530, 570 to do a round trip. So all the airlines, including American, say, oh, at the end of August, we have a special sale. Prices are going to get cheaper. Wow, wow, wow. So yesterday, I priced a round trip. First week of September, and yep, it's big savings. I paid $520 last time. The price is $493 now. Big savings.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you should drive then, is what Cindy's probably going to tell you.
All right. So where can we drive?
Yeah, there you go. Yep. That makes it road trip season. Besides, you know, that's sort of a great American pastime, right? The kids in the back fighting, mom and dad in the front yelling.
Or more recently, Cindy, more recently what's happening is parents just leave the kids in the car to cook. There's a lot of that going on this
time. Nice.
Oh, that's just horrible.
It is horrible.
It breaks my heart.
Isn't it awful? All right, anyway, let's have some fun, though. Let's focus on what you suggest people do. Road trips, how long should people, the 500-mile deal doable? What's usually the best length of time miles to travel?
I just tell people just to make, unless you really want your trip to be about the road, if you really like being in the car and, you know, watching the world go by, then go as far as you want. But if your point is to get someplace, then find a place within about a 3-hour drive from you.
Really?
Unless you're going to go for a week. Otherwise, you spend, you know, 2 days on the way out and 2 days on the way back, and all of a sudden you've only got 3 days of wherever you're going.
So
right?
If we're in the car, what are some tips that we should use to help make it a little easier for us?
Well, you know, if you're traveling with kids particularly, I think food is the answer.
Food.
Give them snacks. It keeps them busy, you know. You can go to one of those dollar store kind of places and buy some little tchotchke things and hand them out every hour. You know, I have writers who talk about a reward system, and, you know, the kids who don't fight get one. You know, if you can not hit your brother for an hour, or you're going to get another prize at 1 o'clock or whatever. I never did so much of that with my kids. But the other really key thing is, no matter whether you're traveling with kids or you're traveling by yourself, is to stop every couple of hours. Get out of the car. Stretch. You know, we all know that sitting's really bad for us, right? It's no better for us sitting in a car than it is sitting at our computers all day long. So, you know, we're really big on taking detours, we call it. So you see, one of those signs for a weird roadside marker.
Yeah, I get to visit it. All right, check out Cindy Richards' explanation and suggestions at TravelingMom.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.